This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Lansing Lugnut center fielder Jake Marisnik. Jake, how'd you spend your winter?
My winter was kind of spent just hanging out, kind of with family, spent a lot of time just hanging around the house, you know, with cousins, brothers, and just helping my parents get work done around the house, doing some yard work and then workouts and stuff like that.
So you're ready for baseball season again?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's good having the off time, but after a while, you're ready to start up again.
You hear it's a drain, and it is. It's a long season, and then it ends, and you feel like something's missing, right?
Yeah. After playing so many games, you get out there and you get back home, and you're kind of like, okay, this is nice for the first week or two, not doing anything, and then another week or two comes by, you're like, wow, really, I'm really starting to miss baseball. So yeah, and then. Just glad to be back out here.
So here you are, back with the Lansing Lugnuts. Last year, you joined the team late in the year, and you were moved down the lineup, take the pressure off. Well, this year, you're hitting third in the order every day, and your bat's really been lively. What's the difference?
I think it's just a comfort thing, just coming up last year with some older guys and guys I hadn't really played with much. And it's kind of one of those things. I wanted to show them I was a good player, and I tried to do too much. And I think this year, I just came up. I had a chance to play with these guys for a while last year and in spring training and everything, and I mean, now I'm just kind of feel comfortable with where I'm at, and just seeing pitches good, and not trying to do too much with them. Just taking nice regular swings that I've been taking.
Well, a couple of triples, a couple of home runs, and also 8 stolen bases. You're tied with Michael Krause for the team lead in that category, and both of you are climbing up the league. Any key to stealing bases right now?
It's just kind of that comfort thing, just being relaxed out there, just being relaxed, able to get a good jump. Last year I was kind of timid, and I mean. So, yeah.
You've got the green light to go whenever you want?
Yeah, in most situations he'll kind of tell us if he wants us shutting down or if he wants us going wild out there. So,
what's the difference between having Mike Redmond as a manager this year and Sal Fasano last year with the Lugs?
There's not much. They're both great coaches. They both know so much about the game, and you can learn so much from both of them. So, I mean, it's kind of like having the same guy out there, just knowledge-wise and coach-wise. They're both great guys.
Well, now let's turn our attention to the outfield. Defensively, you've been making your diving catches like usual, or running underneath balls, or showing off the arm. Would you rather throw a guy out on the bases, or would you rather make that diving catch?
Ooh, I like throwing guys out, but it's a hard choice. It's kind of a thing that gets me fired up out there, just taking a hit away from a guy or taking a run away from a team. I like throwing guys out just to be able to keep them off the board. If the guy's going home, then, yeah, I got to go throwing a guy out.
Last night you had that moment where there was a base hit in the center field and the guy came screeching around third and suddenly the stop sign was pulled up because you threw that ball right pure, straight as an arrow to home plate. With that arm and with your defense, what was it that suddenly made the outfield so easy for you?
I just feel comfortable out there, just feel natural, just feel like I can react out there. I don't feel any added pressure when I'm playing out there. I just feel like a little kid out there running around in a big field. So, I mean, I love it out there.
Well, with all this sudden feeling of comfort, and you're certainly showing it, what are you working on? What are you working to improve as this year goes on?
Just being patient, not trying to do too much, not trying to swing at bad pitches and a good hitter's count, not trying to chase stuff, just waiting for pitches I can drive, which I've been doing a pretty good job at it right now.
Have the pitchers looked any different to you? Is there anything that they're any way that they're trying to work you so far?
Seen a lot of off-speed stuff early, and that's kind of one of the things with patience, just waiting until I get a good pitch that I can hit, not trying to swing at those off-speed pitches they're giving me early, and just letting my bats develop instead of trying to force something.
When you first started playing ball, now there's baseball, but did you play other sports too?
I played football up until my junior year of high school.
What positions?
Wide receiver and free safety.
What made you concentrate solely on baseball?
I just felt I had a better opportunity to kind of make a career in baseball, and so I kind of leaned towards that a little bit, and I kind of grew up playing baseball my whole life. I just picked football, something I picked up in high school, so I only played it for 3 years, and I played baseball my whole life.
Are you keeping an eye on this NFL draft?
Yeah, I mean, I was excited to watch it, but I'm not sure what. I think it's on at 5 or something tonight.
Somehow, figure it out, I guess.
Yeah, it's
good. Well, only the first round, or the first couple of picks, and then we'll go from there, I suppose.
Yeah, my brother will probably keep me updated on that.
Who's your team?
I've been kind of flip-flopping. I like the Eagles just because they're kind of a young team. They're young and exciting, got a lot of playmakers. And I've been a Giants fan. I mean, I can't stick with one football. I think I'm a big college football fan, so I just watch the players. I follow them up into their pro teams and then go from there.
Who is your team in college ranks?
The Ducks, Oregon.
Oh. Yeah. So they've been saying they've been making inroads into California, and it's true, huh?
Yep. I love watching them. I just love their type of offense that they run.
Jake, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
All right, Jesse, appreciate it, man.
This is Jesse Goldberg-Shaster. You're listening to Big Country 92.1.